evening, everybody. Welcome to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board. Before we get started, I've just been notified there's a white SUV in the parking lot with their lights on. Just to note, okay? Moving on to the agenda. Note, items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed in the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance requests, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or Relay Nevada. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website. The board members, Kyle Myers, Chair, Donna Moore, Vice Chair, Martin Batchelor, Janice Gostecki, and we have a vacancy. Secretary Tammy Harris, County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. I'd like to call this meeting to order. Invocation and Pledge of Allegiance, Donna.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving on to roll call. Kyle Myers, here. Donna Moore?
Here.
Martin Batchelor has an excused absence tonight. And Janice Gostecki?
Here.
Okay. Now moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anybody in the audience like to make a comment? Moving on, approval of the minutes from January 15th, 2020.
I motion that we accept the minutes from the January 15th, 2020 meeting.
I second the motion for the approval of the minutes of January 15th, 2020.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We need approval of the agenda for February 12th, 2020 and hold, combine, or delete any items. I would like to motion that we informational item number 12 be moved up to number 1 in informational items. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And then do we have approval of the agenda for the February 12, 2020? Do I have a motion?
I motion with approval for the agenda for February the 12th, 2020.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Receiving a works presentation from the Veterans of Foreign Wars and honoring and recognizing a Searchlight citizen.
There's way, all right.
I don't have this information, guys.
Where did Wayne go? Michelle, where did Wayne go? Wayne Messenbrick? Tell him to get out here.
Maybe we should have kept it at 12.
Yeah.
He'll be right up.
Okay.
Do we want to go from 3 to 1 or just bring it up?
Small mishap.
We have to vote to change that, right?
I think so.
We have the floor now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we were given a ward to...
I have to ask you to step up to the microphone, please.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'd like to, the VFW Searchlight...
Can you state your name, please?
My name's Wayne Messenbrink. I'm the commander of the VFW here.
Thank you.
The 10468 post. Pardon? Okay, so anyway, the VFW, the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department, and the Embedderment Committee would like to present a award to Susan Landseedle. She's our EMT and our angel here in town. And we'd like to give that to her.
Sue, come. Sue. Would you like to come up here, Sue?
Yeah, I was going to read it when she came up. So, we'll let other people see it as it goes around, but it says, the VFW Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department and Embedderment Committee would like to recognize Susan Landseedle for exemplary humanitarian efforts, both on and off duty. We thank you for giving above and beyond the call of duty as an EMT. And VFW has given her a check for $250.
Given speeches. You guys really surprised me. I never figured anybody would do anything like this for me, so thank you guys.
Especially
I
for you.
All of you guys.
We love you too. Thank you so much for everything.
The Searchlight Senior Center. I'm Joan Messenbrink, Director of the Searchlight Senior Center. This lady comes 3 days a week for exercise classes. She's always on call. So we have gathered up a big bouquet of flowers for her. A thank you card is not enough, but that's what you're getting.
can we get the VFW, Sue, and the Senior Center to come up here for a photograph, please?
Sure. Yes.
Fire department.
Fire? Where's our fire department?
Yeah, we need a fire department.
Give me a moment.
Wait.
Give me a moment.
We have
the fire.
Are we missing anybody?
Where?
My turn.
I don't know. I got it.
Blocking
your name on the picture. That's all set.
Did you get it?
Thank you, sir.
That was wonderful. Thank you again, Sue, for everything that you've done for the community. Okay, moving on to informational report number two.
Number one.
Technically number two. Receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Officer Maloney. So the calls for service in searchlights last month was 21, or 15. Last year at the same time was 21. So it's a reduction of 28%. Traffic citations and searchlights, there was 299 citations written last month. No DUIs. Domestic violence, no bookings. There were just 5 arrests out of searchlight. And that's about it for the calls for service in searchlight.
Does anybody from the audience have any questions for the SWAT officer? Please step up to the podium, please.
I'm Andrew Morrison, 191 County Street, Searchlight, Nevada. I just want to thank you for coming out on Friday nights and stopping some of the traffic that comes through at 80 miles an hour. Yeah, I really think it's making a big difference. Because a week before, we couldn't even cross the street. Thank you.
So, for her compliment, thank you very much. So we have been for the last 3 or 4 weeks been sending an extra patrol on Fridays to just do that, to do traffic enforcement. And so it is making a difference, we've noticed. Also, when the warmer weather comes up, we're going to be out here on Cottonwood for that. So that's for the things that got it.
Thank you. Anybody else from the audience? From the board?
No.
Just a real quick, officer. I'd like to thank Metro. I personally had some issues and last month that I had to call Metro about, and you know the response time was phenomenal. And the professionalism was also phenomenal. I'd just like to thank Metro.
Well, thank you. And thanks for bringing up the response time. So I got a phone call today to bring that up. So the response time for last month is down to 19 minutes for response call time. If you think about that, 19 minutes, we're 30 minutes away from Laughlin. So to get the response times down to 19 minutes, it's just that we are in the area more often now, and that when new calls come out that we don't have to travel that entire distance. So it shows that we are being more in it, and it's coming back to show through fruition of the time response times getting down. So.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Great response, I guess. I haven't had the problem.
Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Tony Shaver. I'm a citizen here in town.
Can you spell your last name, please?
Spell your last name.
Spell the last name?
Yes, sir.
Chavira.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't know they had a problem with response time because I thought there was local officers in town.
No, we've addressed this before. We have people that stay in town, that we live here in town or spend the night here in town while we work. But we come up here and work through the process. We're designated Fort Laughlin Searchlight and Nelson's Landing. So we are not permanently assigned here, but we share our time between that time space.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you, officer. Receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. No 1 from Highway Patrol. Receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Susan Landseedel, L-A-N-D-S-E-A-D-E-L, 701 State Highway 164, Space 55. We had 15 medical calls, 3 auto accidents, and 1 suicide, and a total of 19 runs. And this person did suicide, was not from Searchlight.
Any questions for the fire district from the audience? From the board? Thank you again, Sue.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Gabby Villarrete with the Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
As you can see, I'm not Gabby.
Hi, Gabby.
Derek Jackson, Las Vegas Valley Water District, 1001 South Avenue Boulevard. I'm standing in for Gabby tonight. By way of information, the community of Searchlight used almost 900,000 gallons less in January of 2020 than they did in January of 2019. This continues a pretty good steady declining trend in water use, which we attribute to being able to find some of the pipelines that were kind of habitually leaking and getting those repaired or replaced. And by way of further information, we do have a couple further pipeline replacements and upgrades that we're looking at that we're hoping to do within the next couple of months. For example, on Orlando Street and also on Desert Sage, we're hoping to upgrade and replace the pipeline there. We've had several breaks on both those streets over the last several years, and we suspect that the pipeline might be leaking. And there's also a 2-inch main that's on, where is that? It's on Waterspout. It's in between Colorado and Montana. That's had multiple breaks over the years also, and so we're looking to replace that. What's great is that we have grant funds to fund the majority of those replacements, so most of the costs will be covered by the Army Corps of Engineer funds, but the Water District will do the work. So should have, hopefully have those projects done sometime by the end of March or beginning of April.
Anybody from the audience have any questions for the Water District? From the board?
No.
Wait, thank you. Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. And Donna's going to go ahead and read that report for us.
The statistics for January 2020, we treated an average of 33,000 gallons per day. January of 2019, there was an average of 46,000 gallons per day. So there was a difference of a decrease of 13,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, there were no sewer service complaints for the month of January 2020, and there was one call before you dig for Searchlight that was received for 2020. There is a monthly flow comparison that's attached, and those are available in the back if you'd like to pick one up.
Thank you, Donna. Receive a report from Patrick Neerman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. He's not here and we don't have a report. Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Okay, go ahead and read that. Searchlight January 2020 report, Clark County Parks and Recreation. Statistics January 2020, 2 programs with 372 program visits, 677 total building use. Upcoming special events at the Movies in the Park, April 17th and April 24th at 6 p.m. with inflatables for the kids and 7:15 p.m. for the movie. And we have the Searchlight Egg Run Saturday, April 4th, tentative start time of 10 a.m. And we have a couple updates. Searchlight Community Center is being painted outside and inside through February and March. And the Searchlight Community Center parking lot replacement received the notice to proceed in late January. Project should begin this spring. And that's all from the Parks and Recreation. Receive a report from Kelly Carlson with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Kelly Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N, Searchlight Library. Let me find my report here. Okay, as usual, Tuesdays and Wednesdays after school, we have snacks and open play on Tuesdays and the rec crew on Wednesdays. We continue to have educational and craft programs on Thursdays after school. Tomorrow and on February 26th will be 4-H days with Mr. Will of Laughlin 4-H. They are doing a Lego robotics unit currently. Next week on the 20th, we're doing another Cubelets robotic program with some brand new sets that just arrived in the library. This new set of Cubelets represents a $4,000 investment in our branch by the district, so we're really happy about that, and the kids love the Cubelets. Now we have basically one set for almost every child to play with so they don't have to share. Also, early next month, we're going to have a St. Patrick's Day craft. We haven't quite nailed that down yet. We had 9 entries for our winter reading challenge for the K-12 kids, which is the highest participation we've had in my 2.5 years here. That was wonderful. We are handing out the $25 Amazon gift card prizes to the winners this week. And overall, district-wide, this challenge has been the most successful that we've ever had. So kids are reading out there. The older kids 4-H group continues for the after grade school group tomorrow, and on February 26th, they are doing more advanced Lego robotics. On the adult side, we continue to have our book club every other Tuesday. The next meeting is gonna be Tuesday the 18th at 10:30 a.m. in the library. We're reading a book called Remembrance, which is an interesting sort of historical look at slavery. And we'll meet again on March 3rd. We're reading a book called The Immoralists. See me for details or copies of the books if you want to jump in. Our Sip and Paint program for adults is going to be on Thursday, February 27th this month at 1:30 p.m. We're resuming our usual schedule of the fourth Thursday of the month. This month is going to be a bright colored spring themed picture, and no experience is necessary, and it is completely free. All supplies are provided by the library.
Yahoo!
Yeah, we got a couple of Sip and Painters here tonight. Closures district-wide, it doesn't affect us because we're never open on Mondays, but just so you know, Monday the 17th, all district libraries will be closed for President's Day. Regarding the upcoming caucuses and election information, I do have current Nevada voter registration forms in the branch if anyone needs to register or change your registration to vote. And if you have any questions regarding the Nevada caucus procedures, I have an informational sheet there as well. You can see me in the library for that. Sad to report something you probably already know, which is the tax time is here. I have limited copies of the forms and instruction books in the library. And also, the district is partnering again with AARP for tax assistance at various branches, including Laughlin. That's the nearest one to here that has some regularly scheduled assistance. However, all of the branches in the valley are having some assistance at some time. You can see me or our website for more details on that. I do want to give a shout out to Commissioner Naft and his staff, and specifically Patty and Mark, who are helping us with a couple of different issues, our 4-H garden box that we're trying to get planted and some other things that we're trying to help some community members with. They've been very responsive. It's budgeting time, and we are justifying our existence once again, and that led to statistics. And I just want to give you some top line statistics under the banner of thank you for supporting us and our library. I've been here about 2.5 years now, and in the 2.5 years, the attendance and food distribution on the youth side is up 525%. Since fiscal 2016-2017. On our adult programming side, my attendance is up 285%, and you always sit in painters because you're a big reason for that. And our door count is also up 275%. So thank you again for supporting the library, and we have a good time providing programs and a place for you all to come that you like. And last but not least, our Facebook page, one post a day, two at the max. If you ever want to know what's going on, that is the place to find us under Searchlight Library. Any questions?
Woo-hoo!
Any questions from the audience for Kelly from the library? Anybody from the board? Thank you for everything, Kelly.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Janice Gostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Hi, Janice Gostecki, treasurer of Searchlight Senior Center. We have dinner every Thursday night at the Senior Center at 4:30, starting with the salad bar. Dinner starts at 5. It is $5 a person, $3 for children. And we have been getting some children in, so it's been kind of nice. Remember, we have the Nook there. And that things change in the Nook weekly. Audrey makes sure that we have new and exciting things put in the Nook every week. So come over and see us. And bingo on Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. It's only $1 a card, so be sure to come on by and join us for bingo. We have a good time.
Any questions from the audience for Janice Gostecki with the Searchlight Senior Center?
I got it.
Audrey Morrison, Searchlight Nevada, 190 miles down the street. We had a bingo board, great big ping pong ball table board that we donated to the community center for activities up here. Apparently somebody, we weren't using our ping pong table, and somebody up here wanted to have a ping pong tournament. So we did, the Searchlight Senior Center donated it to the community center for your ping pong tournament, whoever wants it. Okay, and talk to Michelle Brown and she'll set you all up. Okay?
Wonderful, thank you to the Searchlight Senior Center. Okay. Any questions from the board?
No.
Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I have nothing this month, everybody, but I will take any questions if you would like to ask them. Yes, sir, you do.
Tony Shabert, CHAVIRN, 565 East Encinitas, or something. I'm not sure if this is a type of complaint. I don't know. But we've been getting a lot of semis going up in Sanitas, carrying an awful lot of tonnies of rock. That road is fairly new, and it's a good thing that it's cool weather. Otherwise, that road would be moving. So I don't know if anything can be done about that. It's 4 or 5 trucks a day at least, starting about 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not sure if that's quite a public works issue, but if you don't mind me asking, where are these trucks coming from to go down Encinitas?
I'm not positive, but it looks like they're coming off of where the sewer ponds are, somewhere down that road this way. I imagine from the rock quarry that's right up there.
Like I said, I'm not sure if it would exactly pertain to public works, but I could ask around and see what kind of information I can get on the matter.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Anybody else from the audience have any questions or concerns regarding public works? Okay. Anybody from the board?
No.
Alrighty. And moving on to announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
Searchlight Liaison and Laughlin Town Manager. I just have a few updates, and somebody else from my office, Mark Blair, is going to give you an update as well. So we're going to do a two-pronged attack. First of all, my first announcement is, I believe it's going to be this coming week that we are going to be advertising in the Sunday RJ, is that correct, Tim? And the vacancy on the town board. As you know, LAD Verge last day was December of, 2 months ago, and we've had a vacancy since, so Clark County Administrative Services will be advertising this vacancy. We'll be taking out, in other words, we'll be taking applications to fill the position on Searchlight Town Advisory Board and the Whitney Town Advisory Board. They have a vacancy as well. Appointments will be for the remainder of the current term ending January 4th, 2021. TABs, Town Advisory Boards, hold regularly scheduled public meetings. Applicants must be eligible to vote and live within the town boundaries. Functions of town boards include hearing matters pertaining to the town, long-range planning, land use, zoning, public works projects, new ordinance, etc. Providing input regarding these matters to the Board of County Commissioners, forwarding community concerns and problems to county staff for resolution, and disseminating information received from the BCC, the Board of County Commissioners, and county staff to town residents. Applications can be obtained online at clarkcountynv.gov or by calling Clark County Administrative Services at 702-455-3530. Applications will be accepted until 5 p.m. on March 16th, 2020. And I believe we have a table with this handout up there. Any questions, you can call my office as well. We probably won't get any applicants from Searchlight, but I'll announce it anyway. We're looking for a part-time clerical position in my office. The salary is $9 an hour, and it's 19 hours per week. So we have three part-timers that work in my office, and we just lost one who's going back to California a month ago, so we'd like to get a third person in there. Basically, it's clerical office support, routine duties. If anyone's interested, contact my office on that as well. I was in the Laughlin Library today, and I ran into our U.S. Census lady, and she reminded me that, this is Judith Brown in Laughlin, she reminded me there's 2 weeks left for anybody who wants to sign up to take or submit applications to work on the U.S. Census for Searchlight, which includes Kel Navarrete and Palm Gardens. So I don't know their exact date, but she said, I think she said like tomorrow, March 1st maybe, something like that. So, still applications are available, but she's real happy with Laughlin and Searchlight both. She's got a really good turnout for people volunteering for the part-time work. And that's all I have if anybody has any questions.
Any questions from the audience for Clark County Liaison, Dr. Brian Paulson?
I'll turn it over to Mark Little.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay, Mark Robledo, Clark County Laughlin Town Manager's Office. I'm here just to give kind of a brief update from the meeting last week, or the visit that Commissioner Knapp was down here in the Senior Center. First of all, on behalf of Clark County and the Commissioner, I'd like to thank everybody that showed up. We had a really good turnout. I wanted to say there were probably a good 40 people there, if not more, and he was really pleased with that. So there were some questions specifically to the Senior Center as well as here. So I got an update for some of those questions. I don't have all of those answers to some of the questions, so I'll just give you the ones that I have, and then we'll wait for the remaining updates. So the first thing on the Senior Center was the roof repair. According to last week's update, that was completed on January 22nd. The door, that back door that never locked, apparently, and the ceiling tiles, I guess those were installed last week and should, and from what I understand, were completed on the 6th, which was Thursday. The exterior painting is scheduled for late March in conjunction with here as well. So that's not going to happen until another 6 weeks or so down the road. So I'll just let you know that. The flooring in the Senior Center is funded. However, they haven't gotten an estimate yet. They're still waiting. It'll probably be a few more weeks before they even get the estimate, and then a projected start date in about 2 to 3 months for that. The parking lot will be crack sealed and restriped within 9 to 12 months. So that's a little ways out. According to what I was given, it says it's still not in bad shape. But they're still, that's still going to be done within the next 9 to 12 months. And then additionally, the parking lot here at the community center is going to be scheduled to be repaired slash replaced this coming summer. They didn't give me a date or a month. They just said this time, this coming summer. So currently in the design phase. So that's where we stand right now. So if you have any other questions regarding the Senior Center or community center or any other questions that were posed to the commissioner, you can ask me now, or you can contact the office. I'll be more than happy to follow up with them for you. But if you have any other questions for me right now.
Anybody from the audience have any questions from the board?
No.
I have one, Mark. You mentioned flooring. I didn't understand. Were you talking about the Senior Center? The
Senior
Community Center?
Yeah, the Senior Center.
The Senior Center. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, and that's item 13. Discuss
Wait a minute, I have one more.
Oh, sorry.
For the announcements. I forgot to announce that the Senior Center board meeting is tomorrow at 3. Anybody that wants to come is more than welcome to come. We'd love to have you there.
Take this time to ask if there's any more announcements. Sorry about that.
Michelle Brown, Clark County Parks and Rec. The Democratic Caucus will be held up here not this Saturday, but next Saturday. I believe they're going to start at 9 o'clock. They'll be here at 7:30, and they'll be closing it up at 4. So if you want to come out, that's support your Democratic people, I guess, and that's the time to do it. Okay.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Okay. All right, guys, moving on to item 13. Discuss amending Title 30.44 in regards to large livestock in residential areas.
Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Diane Kendall, 185 East Surprise Street. I was disappointed to find out that this item was not an item to move forward with. So I am requesting that this put back on the agenda for next month and make it a item that we can move forward on. And what I am requesting that we do is amend Title 30 to take Searchlight out of being an agricultural community, because we're not, and to take large livestock out of Searchlight, unless you're on the outskirts and on. I'm open for other people's opinions, but I'm saying 2 acres or more.
I got a question. Title 30, correct me if I'm wrong, is applicable to not only Searchlight but other areas within the county as well?
And I'm asking it just be changed for Searchlight. Not any place else, because there's a lot of rural areas in Clark County that are agricultural, but we're not. There's a lot of areas that do have large livestock. We do not. So I'm asking so that we don't have the issue come back up that we amend our Title 30.
Does anybody have anything to add to the discussion? Or? No? No one from the audience? Okay. From the board?
I have a question. Can we just change what we've got currently, which is an RT zone, which is a manufactured housing for that area? Can we request that Searchlight become a different zoning rather than the RT? Moving it out of that Section 5, I believe it's what they have us underneath, saying that that allows certain things?
We're District 5.
District 5?
That's what NAFT is under.
Okay.
And that's a question for Clark County, as I had asked that someone be here from Clark County, and that would be nice if someone could be here for next time so that we could get all the ins and outs of what we need to do. If you look on the maps, Gizmo is a terrific place to go for anything information about mapping and zoning and anything else you want to know about anybody's property. They have us under manufactured RT, and then in future it's a different zoning, which is residential suburban, I believe. But I need some direction from Clark County as to what we need to do this. And I look for our liaison person to help us.
I put you in touch with comprehensive planning. That's all I can do.
In my opinion, do you think that possibly recommending a ordinance from the Clark County Board of Commissioners might make this process go a little simpler than amending Title 30 as a whole?
I don't have the answer to that. Okay. We need to ask the questions to the county and get their guidance on how we want to do this.
Okay. I agree.
But I need it to be a motion that we can do. We can move on it next time.
Okay. And the board will take that into consideration.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to add to the discussion on Title 30 in regards to large livestock in residential areas? Moving on to planning and zoning, UC-19-0809-Newing Riley Gentry use permits for the following: one, to allow agricultural livestock large horses and agricultural livestock small chickens prior to a principal use; two, allow an increase in the number of agricultural livestock large horses; and three, allow accessory agricultural buildings prior to a principal use. Waiver of developmental standards for the following: one, fence height; two, fence setback on 0.2 acres in an RT manufactured home residential zone, generally located on the south side of Encinita Street and the west side of Lincoln Street within Searchlight. This item has been appealed and scheduled for the February 5th, 2020 Board of Clark County Commissioners meeting for possible final action. No action needs to be taken at this time on this item. Moving on to general business. Discuss a request from Mike Jackson, Executive Director, Southern Nevada Transit Coalition Silver Rider, for support of SNTC's request for continuation of Federal Transit Administration funding for the community of Searchlight. Send a letter of support to the Board of County Commissioners and take any other action deemed appropriate. Nobody here? Okay. I'm going to go ahead and read the letter. All I have on the agenda is for the item has been appealed, but if you would like to speak on the matter.
I just want to let everybody know that we won that appeal.
Okay, so the item has been appealed, and that is the final action of the Board of Clark County Commissioners. So the letter to Commissioner Michael Knapp from the Clark County Board of County Commissioners: at the February 12, 2020 meeting, the Searchlight Town Advisory Board is requesting a letter to be sent to the Board of County Commissioners to support the continuation of Federal Transit Administration funding for the SNTC Silver Rider for the community of Searchlight. Public transportation is vital to the community of Searchlight, particularly in these difficult economic times. Searchlight has a high population of senior citizens as well as low-income residents who are public transit dependent. Residents in rural communities like Searchlight have limited services available, making public transportation their only access to normal daily necessities and lack sustaining medical accessibility. Although this is the case in many rural communities, transportation is especially critical to the residents of Searchlight who have no other public transportation options currently open to them. Searchlight Town Advisory Board appreciates the Board of County Commissioner consideration of this request to continue Federal Transit Administration funding for the operation of the Southern Nevada Transit Coalition local bus service to provide public transportation in Searchlight, Nevada. I'm going to motion that we approve of the letter to Commissioner Michael Knapp.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Discuss changing the time for the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting and take any action deemed necessary. Anybody like to comment on this item from the audience?
Diane Kendall, 185 Surprise. I'm all for moving the meeting to an earlier time, and you get more people from Searchlight here. I've been talking to my friends and neighbors, and we'd all like to recommend 5 o'clock.
No. I like it. Does anybody else have anything to add to the item?
Six.
Five. Four.
need to be 76 and Sunita's. No, I would think 6 o'clock. There's a lot of people that work and have obligations, and I think 6 o'clock would be better.
Real quick, can I get a show of hands who would appreciate the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meetings to be at 6 o'clock? All right. Okay, and I don't think there's enough hands to go for 5 o'clock there, so we're going to go ahead and motion to change the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting times to 6 p.m. and change the bylaws to reflect the time change. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Before I get to the next item, I'd just like to note that any requests from the residents or public that would like to add an item to the agenda, now would be the time to request that item for the comments by the general public period. And then it would be taken into consideration by the board and Clark County liaison. Now moving on. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. Any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any comments by the general public? Concerns? Anything? Okay. Moving on, next meeting date is March 11th, 2020. And I can make a motion, adjournment of this meeting. Do I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Have a great night.
There are cookies and lemonade in the back to congratulate Sue. So please
yes,
help
Sue.
So will the meeting time change be next month?
Next month.
Yes. You should have announced the Betterment Committee is going to meet up with the Senior Center.
That's a conflict of interest. Another member.
Like Michelle, what if you like to?